Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Happy Labor Day, wherever you are. Hope you're having a good holiday, relaxing, doing something enjoyable with friends and family, or just hanging out by yourself, chilling, maybe cracking open a beer, ready to talk some Packers with Packers fans worldwide, because that's what we do here at Cheesehead TV. Speaking of worldwide, whoo, baby, it really kind of hit me today that I'm going to be in Brazil in a couple days. That's absolutely insane to me, and I'm extremely excited about it, mostly to meet so many of you who have reached out. I've had a ton of Brazilian Packers fans in my mentions, in my inbox, talking about how excited they are to be at the meetup on Thursday night, the night before the game, to maybe see me prior to the kickoff on Friday night. I'm telling you, people, I am absolutely stoked to get down to Sao Paulo and party it up with all you Packers fans down in Brazil. I'm today, it really hit me how jazzed I am about this prospect. So excited for it. The Packers have their second practice of the week under their belt. Earlier today, all 53 guys on the roster participated in practice for the second day in a row. Seems like all systems go, so to speak, for the Packers. Obviously, Matt LaFleur meeting with the media after practice. A lot of platitudes, a lot of generic stuff. Not going to give very much away in regards to even lineup stuff, let alone game plan stuff. But sure sounds like LaFleur is singularly focused on the game. A few questions about travel and being in Brazil and things of that nature. And Matt absolutely swiping all of those away. He only is discussing the football game and the Philadelphia Eagles, which I, for one, appreciate. I know there's a lot of noise around this trip, around this game, around where it's being played, things of that nature. I appreciate that the head coach of the Green Bay Packers doesn't want anything to do with that conversation. He just wants to talk ball. I'm here for it. Speaking of talking ball, this matchup presents so many unknowns. The idea that week one is always a crapshoot, right? It's always a bit of a kind of whirlwind as far as not just unscouted looks, but weird performances, players come to the fore that maybe people weren't expecting. Guys either rise to the occasion or really look overwhelmed early out of the gate, so to speak. We always get one or two kind of crazy games and or results throughout week one. And with this matchup, it's so fascinating to look at two new coordinators for the Eagles on both sides of the ball, obviously offense and defense. With the Packers, a new defensive coordinator. There's so much being kind of, I guess, put into this game by people who don't have history with the franchises, whether it is Jeff Hafley, whether it is the coordinators in Philadelphia. It's so fun not knowing that, you know, you can delve into the history of a play caller and his tendencies and, oh, he always likes to do this. Now, obviously, you've got some of that with Fangio and Hafley. Certainly, you can look at things where, oh, he was part of this back in his history, or he was, on the staff when this happened or when they had this kind of tendency. But as far as being able to really kind of get a bead on how he's going to approach attacking the Eagles, it's a great mystery. And then with the Packers offense, it's kind of funny how this is maybe the one known quantity because of LaFleur and his history now with Green Bay, this offense having come along throughout the years, obviously a major shift slash change at quarterback last season. But even with LaFleur and the fact that we've seen this offense kind of grow and mature throughout his time in Green Bay, he has still been, I guess, a guy who always wants to keep moving forward. And it's not like I think we're going to see a ton of all the stuff they were running at the end of last year, though I do think, obviously, the playbook doesn't go through whole-scale changes. There will be wrinkles, and there'll be things that maybe we aren't expecting, and things that we think are obvious don't get touched on at all, and vice versa. There's so much unknown in this game that it makes it fun, but really difficult to get a handle on how, you know, forget the outcome, but how these teams are going to approach both sides of the ball and their opponents. I'm fascinated to kind of dive in. Later this week, I'll be doing a season and game preview with Andy Herman, along with an Eagles game preview specifically. So make sure you're here on the channel for all of that this week. It's going to be a lot of fun. Before I get going, I see everybody in their comments section. Hello, everybody. Hope you're all doing well. You guys know I got to give a shout out to our good friends over at Ticket King. That's right. Based in Wisconsin since 1992, Ticket King is located across the street from Lambeau Field on Oneida. They're happy to help you find just the right tickets for Packers games, from larger groups to single tickets, both home and away. They partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgating and bus transportation to the games, so you don't have to worry about driving or parking. They're even open on game day for last-minute tickets or possible upgrades. They even have a drive-through window. And if you're not in Green Bay, no problem. Just use the Ticket King link on the Cheesehead TV homepage, in our app, or indeed in the description of this video. Don't use Ticketmaster or StubHub or SeatGeek. None of these national companies. Use a company based in Wisconsin since the early 90s. Ticket King, for all your Packers ticket needs. Hell, maybe, you'll find a cheap flight down to Sao Paulo. You can get some Packers tickets and go to this Brazil game and cheer on the Packers in the first NFL game ever in South America. It's going to be a scene, man. It's going to be a vibe. I, for one, am very excited. Hello, everybody. Hope you're all doing well. We got Soders here, of course. Brandy, hello. Ryan, starting us off. Thank you for being a Care of the G Club member. Appreciate you, man. I heard that they might move the game back to Philly because of the wildfires in Brazil. Ryan, I'm very glad you brought this up because it is a very serious subject, and it is something that is undoubtedly of concern to the league and the teams involved. No question about it. I also feel this is a good chance and a good opportunity to talk to people about media literacy, because if you were to go and Google Brazil wildfires or even Sao Paulo wildfires, which is the pertinent information you're looking for here, right? You'll notice on the first, like, most populated page on Google, you will see lots and lots of articles written last week, over a week ago, regarding the air quality around Sao Paulo, the issues that the wildfires may present to the area. But now, if you try to find that same information from those same outlets lots of times, there hasn't been any real follow-up there. You have to dig for it. And if you do, you'll note that a lot of the fire issues at the moment are undoubtedly still a problem, mostly around, you know, the Amazon and things of that nature. Sao Paulo, not so much. And I'm not saying that it's not a topic of conversation between the league and the teams, probably every day. Local officials, government officials, and the league, I have zero doubt, are discussing things with a lot more information and a lot more knowledge than the folks that are somewhat fear-mongering online, whether they're aggregating stuff, whether they're writing articles for various sports websites. Should the game be canceled? There's one outlet there out there that has written the game might have to be canceled story like 3 days in a row without acknowledging that things have changed on the ground, reportedly. So it's just, it bugs me to no end when there's a very serious issue, right? And then people see this as a way to somewhat take advantage of the media landscape, the internet in particular, and generate clicks, views, what have you, without including all the information, especially the up-to-date, minute-to-minute information, which they might not be privy to and probably aren't. But they should at least acknowledge that and at least do some kind of follow-up when things change on the ground. So that's me. Short answer is I'll be very surprised if this game gets moved and or canceled. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm not saying it would never happen. But I think 4 days out, if that were even in consideration, there'd be some most likely reporting and or even some kind of discussion about it publicly from the league. So we'll see. Maybe I don't even need to get on that plane on Wednesday night. But I doubt it. We'll find out. Ed, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. Not having Gary Danielson calling SEC games anymore just ain't right. What a weekend of college ball, though, right? Man, that game last night, the USC-LSU game, that was fun. That's a good time. Now, if every college game was like that, I'd probably be more of a college football fan. But, whoo, baby, you get there late Saturday afternoon, some Big Ten matchup where they're like 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Like, if you're watching Iowa, like, man, no, that's... that gets difficult. That gets difficult for your boy. But I'm very happy to have college football back. It was a great weekend. No question about it. Darren, hello from Iowa, my man. Hello from New York City. Hope you're doing well, man. Go Pack, go. John, thanks for the super chat, man. Nagler, what does your Brazilian music playlist contain? John, I gotta be honest, probably not going to contain much different than anything that I would be listening to here in New York City. However, I will say, I was reminded by the folks there at Packers Brazil that there is a band playing at the meetup on Thursday night. They sent me a clip of the band. They're dope as hell. Like, this event's going to be off the chain, man. I'm so excited. So excited. Saul, what's going on, man? This must be one of the youngest and most talented rosters since Gutekunst took over as GM. Saul, you are spot on. There is zero doubt that they are the youngest team in the NFL again, and not just by roster, 53, etc., but by starters as well. The youngest average age of starters. And you couple that with the fact that they were tied with the 49ers for the most players claimed at cutdown time. Speaks to their depth, right? There's zero doubt that this team has all the talent in the world to make a run for a championship. Now, a lot of things got to fall into place. They got to do the work. Nothing gets just snap your fingers and make it happen, obviously. But the groundwork has been laid for a very exciting season with a very deep, young, talented roster. No question about it. Bill, what's up, man? What is Edrin Cooper's status for this week? I don't think we'll get our first, I'm trying to correlate the days here, but I believe the first injury report will be out either later today or tomorrow. I suspect he'll be listed as doubtful. Will be my guess. That's total guesswork on my part, but that would be my guess right now. Let's see what we got here, folks. Ed, what's going on, man? Thanks again. Green and gold, Brazil nuts, meaning y'all will go nuts after a Packer win. There you go. I like it. I'm all about that. Prolific 94, thanks for checking out the stream. Can't wait to see Jacobs versus Barkley, two top running backs in the game and both starting fresh on new teams. I'm going to tell you what. You find somebody online who's playing with the Eagles and they use Barkley a lot. Dude, if you trust Madden, the Eagles signed Bo Jackson in his prime. Holy cow. Like, he's so good on that game. And look, Josh Jacobs is nothing to sneeze at. I'm not complaining, but whew, Barkley is like superhuman in Madden this year. But yes, two, I think, running backs that will be prominently displayed on Friday night. I do think, and I talked about this with Billy on Care the G Radio last week, and Billy's way all in. I'm thinking, you know, he'll get a decent workload. Like, there's no doubt he's going to see the ball a lot. Billy's out there talking about how he is just going to get an insane workload, like 20 carries or something. So we'll see. I'm excited to watch the unveiling of the Josh Jacobs era, so to speak. No question. What else we got? Pack. Oh, I knew I was going to get asked about this. Pack Construction. What's up, man? Does the government shutdown of Twitter concern you? I'd be concerned about being arrested if you have Twitter on your phone. Weird moves by Brazil. Well, near as I've been able to see, there has been no mention of being arrested for having the app on your phone. The arrests will happen if you try to utilize it. Now, there was a report late this afternoon that what had initially been talked about as far as the attempted use of a VPN leading to a $9,000 fine per day, if anyone attempted to kind of circumvent the use of Twitter that way, has been somewhat rescinded. Again, I haven't seen a true confirmation of this, but that was percolating around the internet this afternoon. But I will say, man, you know, I'm not jumping through hoops to use Twitter. I'll be on Threads. That's easy enough. Am I concerned about having Twitter on my phone? No, not at all. Like, this is a pissing match between two dudes who wouldn't piss on me if I was on fire. So whatever the rules are, I'm going to follow the rules. And there's plenty of avenues for me to get my coverage out there. These guys can argue amongst themselves, and I'll go about my way. That's what I'm doing. King Favre, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Appreciate you. Do the Packers and the league butt heads? They held out until they were the last team to play overseas. They are still holding out on doing Hard Knocks. I like that the Packers march to their own beat. Well, I think it's not so much the butt heads. I think the Packers are a very unique organization. Andrew Brand has talked about this a lot as far as the Packers being somewhat of a public trust. And I think the league, thankfully, understands that and understands the unique nature of the team and its kind of place in the league. But yeah, though the Packers held out from going overseas because it never made economic sense for the franchise. And that's your job as president and CEO, which Mark Murphy, I thought, did a phenomenal job of his entire tenure, making sure that they didn't lose a home game. That was always the problem, is that no one wanted to lose the gate receipts from Packers fans coming to their stadiums to give up their home game to go to London and play the Packers. But the Packers never, ever wanted to take a game out of Lambeau Field. So I think, you know, the league understood Mark's kind of and the Packers' stance on that and the reason behind it. I don't think they see it as butting heads. You know, it's just prudence. And as far as not wanting to do Hard Knocks, that's very much driven by the football side. That's not even business. That's coaches and GMs not wanting to have anything to do with it. They want to keep the main thing the main thing. That's what the guys inside always say. When you talk about anything having to do with media, social media, television, anything having to do with anything public-facing, almost to a guy, at some point they will say, we just want to keep the main thing, which is football. They just want to worry about ball. They don't want to worry about content in any way, shape, or form, or their perception, you know, by the public of what conversations they might be having, what guys might be doing on the field, in practice, etc. They don't want any of that. They don't want anything to do with it. And I think, again, the league appreciates it. Now, the league has parameters set up whereby if the Packers were to miss the playoffs 2 years in a row, they could be forced to do Hard Knocks. That's why I'm sure Matt LaFleur is over the moon with the fact that they made the playoffs last year, because that means they didn't have to do Hard Knocks this year. Because I guarantee if the Packers were ever to be in a position to be made to do Hard Knocks, the league would make them do it. No doubt about it. Brewers win 9-3 over the Cardinals. Hell yes, Brewers. There you go. Hey, I mean, between, it's hard to like even know where to start when you're talking about how awesome the Brewers are this season. Between Willy Adames having what the longest home run streak by any shortstop since the year 1900 to Jackson Churio hitting a grand slam today, he could be the, he could become the first player to do 2020 before his 21st birthday. Like, this team, man, it's, there's something about it. There's something magical going on in Milwaukee with the Brewers this year. Even despite the payroll being as low as it is, despite losing their star player to back injury halfway through the season, like, doesn't matter. This team doesn't blink. Just keeps playing, playing well. Love to see it. Back instruction. I never knew Brazil was a total dictatorship communist deal. I always thought Brazil was a cool country. It's funny how when elections happen and then there are consequences and laws get drawn up by the people in power, suddenly it's a quote dictatorship. But, you know, there was an election. How is that dictatorship? Man, get out of your echo chamber. I'm begging you. Begging you, dude. Abdul, what's going on, man? Hey, Aaron, is this Bisaccia put up or shut up season? Feels like it, doesn't it? I don't know, man. It's sure feels that way outside the building, but I don't think it feels that way inside the building. I don't doubt for a moment that they're aware of the perception as far as how bad special teams have been and continued to be under Bisaccia, when the idea, at least outside, was that he was going to come in and right the ship. But yeah, I don't get that sense from anyone I talk to, anyone publicly or privately, you know. And this, I've talked about this before, but it is something to remember when we're talking about Bisaccia. Yes, special teams are his purview and that is his job, no question about it, but he is also assistant head coach, and there are lots of things that he does in that capacity that I would think that Matt LaFleur really appreciates. Now, what those things are, we'd have to ask the two of them, but it's not like Bisaccia's only gig is working on the special teams. He's doing other things as well as the assistant head coach. Lambeau needs to host a college kickoff game. Oh gosh, that would be dope. I mean, that Badgers, what was it, that Badgers LSU game a couple years ago, the vibe there was immaculate. It would be amazing. I know there have been discussions, and I think there was a game, I don't know if it was a kickoff game, but there was a game in the works that got kind of waylaid because of COVID. But I think there's no doubt they're going to endeavor to get another college game or two into Lambeau. I love it. See, this is why I love having a worldwide audience. This is kind of what I was alluding to at the top of the stream, but I cannot. João Henrique Macedo, I know I just destroyed your name and I apologize, but I do enjoy this comment. I'll just leave one comment regarding the fire stuff. If there was a wildfire in Milwaukee, would they cancel a game in Green Bay? Guess not. Well, I suppose it depend on the severity of the fire and where the winds were blowing and how severe it made the air in Green Bay. But your analogy is appreciated. I get it. John Simatovich, what's going on, man? Best way to follow you in Brazil is be safe, Nags. John, I will be. And, you know, obviously I'll be producing content here on the YouTube channel and for all of our social channels outside of X. I'll be doing live updates on Threads the night of the game from the press box. And I'll be doing my post-game chat like I always do here on the YouTube channel. That'll be after the game. I don't think in the press box, they have a media workroom because I'll need the Ethernet to plug into. But, you know, almost nothing will change other than I'm just not going to be able to use Twitter. So just find me all the different social avenues. My Facebook page will be updating. Like I said, here on YouTube, I'll have all sorts of updates and Threads will be live during the game. Nothing much changes in that regard. Ryan, thanks again, man. Is CTG available in stores yet? Yes, it is. Carry the G is available across the great state of Wisconsin. You know what? That reminds me. Reminds me of a song.
Well, we carry the G wherever we may be. So cream and cold, and from the land of the green and gold.
I think I'm going to listen to that all 10 hours of my flight down to Brazil. Let's go. Yes, Carry the G, available statewide. If you go to cheeseheadtv.com, look at the top of the page on the right there, you'll see a tab that says beer. Pretty easy, right? Click that tab and you will be on a page where we have an interactive map, which shows most of, I'm not going to say it has every single one at this point. I think we're real close to having that, but most of the spots in the state that are carrying Carry the G have it on their shelves. It's there on that map. So be sure to check that out. And hey, if your local area, your local spot doesn't have it, ask for it. We have, you know, we work with Gathering Place Brewing in Milwaukee, and they have relationships with essentially every beer distributor in the state. But the ones we are using are the two biggest in the state. They can get it anywhere in the state of Wisconsin. So if it's not there, ask for it, because we'll get it there without fail. Abdul, thanks again, man. Do you think Bullard replaces Nixon this year? I get what you're talking about, because we've seen Bullard down near the line of scrimmage, right, as some of the slot role. I think it's going to be somewhat opponent dependent what type of offense they're facing. And look, who knows, man? Maybe Evan Williams makes a move there, and he starts to eat away at some of those snaps. I do think Nixon is going to be your slot for the foreseeable future. That doesn't mean that can't change in the sense of, okay, how do we approach teams that like to spread it out versus how do we approach teams who really try to play between the numbers and work the run game into play action, etc. Maybe that means they want to use Bullard and his kind of physical ability a little bit more. I don't think it would ever be the case of, oh, he's taken over the slot / nickel role. I think that is clearly Nixon's kind of domain. But I do think you'll see that change somewhat and be a little malleable depending on their opponent and what type of offense they're facing. Andrews Paradise, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Vacuums, leeches, sub pumps, and the Chicago Bears. That is all. Go Pack, go. Outstanding. Tony Escobar, thank you for becoming a Care of the G Club member. Really appreciate you. Thanks for the support. Smalls, how you doing, man? Thanks for the super chat. How hard is it to become a kicker in the NFL? Asking for a friend. I don't know, but Braden's, the new kicker's availability at his locker is available to watch at Packers.com. I don't usually go in for kicker interviews, but I will say this young man got me pretty excited. He seems to have an awesome attitude. I love his story. I love the fact that his wife's family is from Wisconsin and is clearly jazzed and geeked that he's a member of the Packers. But just his approach, how he talks about the game, man, highly recommended. And like I said, that is not usually my thing to be sitting here going, man, did you hear the kicker? Like, he was pretty impressive. Matthew Clark, how you doing, man? How's life across the pond? We have a saying in England, believe nothing of what you hear and only half of what you see and won't go far wrong. Go Pack, go. So excited now. Dog, I can't begin to tell you. I told my girlfriend this past weekend, I'm having trouble concentrating. Like, I'm having trouble sleeping because I'm so excited. I got to admit, I am a little anxiety ridden as well, because it's like this trip is happening right when she and I are trying to find a new apartment. So there's a lot of kind of puzzle pieces kind of working together, happening. Things are up in the air as far as where I'm going to be living next month. So it's a little, you know, my brain, I can't shut it off at the moment, but I just keep thinking about how exciting it's going to be Friday night, 9:15 local, 8:15 Eastern. And I'm going to be up in that press box, which is open air, by the way. We had a call with the NFL where they told us the press box is outside, which is much like the press box I was in when the Super Bowl was here in New York, which I am geeked about. I love that because you really get a feel for the game. And when we were in London, the press box was in the stands, though it had covering and all that. But I love being kind of in the crowd somewhat as you're kind of reporting on the game. That's fun because you get a real feel for the vibe, or as opposed to Lambeau, which has a great press box, no question. It is somewhat antiseptic. You know, there's the big panes of glass, and you hear the crowd, but you don't really feel it kind of thing. So I love, and I'm really excited. And I just kind of try to focus on that moment arriving, try and block out the anxiety. Tony, what's going on, man? Carry the G in Los Angeles. Make it happen, Nags. Someday, Tony. Someday. I really want to. We thought we had an in to closer to national distribution this season, but that kind of didn't materialize the way we had hoped. But we are, very actively pushing towards that eventually. It's going to take us a bit, but we'll get there. We will get there. Donnie, Madden or NCAA? Yes. I prefer Madden just because I'm an NFL guy, but I will admit, I played Bill Schmid, a game of the new NCAA when I was in Wisconsin, and I really liked it. So I bought it, and now I've been playing it a little bit, not nearly as much as Madden though. Will you do a watch party for the game on Friday? Josh, I will not be doing one. I will be in Brazil, but Corey Banky will be doing a watch party here on the Cheesehead TV YouTube channel. So be sure to keep him company, because I know he's going to be lonely without me. But make sure you show up for him. Ian, what's up? What's up, brother? Have a great time in Brazil trying to plan my next trip to Green Bay. Is Cheesehead TV doing an event for the San Francisco game in November? Thanks for all you do. We are. Be sure you check the either information here on the community page for Carry the G Club members or on the Patreon page. If you just search meetup, you'll find it. And yes, we are doing a meetup / event that weekend. The night before the 49ers game. Prolific's got his Carry the G ready for Friday. That's what I like to see. Jack, what's going on, man? Excited to see Cooper play. You think he plays a lot? Woo. I'm got to be honest, man. I'm going to be surprised if he's up. He's missed a lot of time. I can't imagine they're just going to throw him out there, having not really done a whole lot of work on the team side. Like, he's done a lot of individuals since coming off of injury, but maybe they have a package or two for him, and they do trust him enough to put him out there. But yeah, I can't imagine they play him a ton this early after missing as much time as he did in training camp. ZZ, what? You guys not watching the game? You couldn't. Wild horses couldn't stop me from watching this game. What are you talking about? Going to the Saints game in September, and the second thing, and September, because the Saints game's in December. And the second thing I'm most excited for is drinking Carry the G. Well, of course. I mean, it would never be the most. The most exciting thing is the game. Keep the main thing, like the guys say. But as the next tier, tasting Carry the G for the first time, love it. All right, buddy, I got to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Speaking of, as we were just a bit ago, Patreon members, Carry the G Club members, don't forget, happy hour is tonight. That's right, we're doing it before I leave. It's the only night we could do it. I understand it's a holiday, but you know what? Football's here. It's time to get serious. Happy hour tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern. Hope to see you there. In the meantime, hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.